Alright, podlings, Nick's here. I've got a funny feeling in my toes, and no mistake. And I'm definitely not reading off this bit of paper Moll's given me. No, no. I'm getting one of me premonitions. I have a feeling that season one is about to disappear soon. Off into the mists of the above and beyond. What? The mists? Since when was it misty up there? Sparkle was your thinking. Let's try it. Off into the sparkles of the above and beyond. That's better, isn't it? But, you know, you're doing fine. You're only human. But the point is, podlings, if you want to listen to season one again, or sneakily record it when no one's looking, that's what I would do anyway. You got until the next three episodes to listen, and then poof, they're going away until further notice. Or until I get another bit of paper shoved under me nose. I wouldn't even mind, but I can't read. But now it's time for the first episode in a three-part story special. All about the land and lore of Meraki. And guess what? It's starring yours truly. Can't get rid of me that easily. No tech in this one, I'm afraid. But there is a new friend you'll be meeting. I think you'll like her. Anyway, I better clamp it because the music's playing. Laters! I've been waiting for you. Grab a spot. You are welcome at my fire. This is your first time in the above and beyond? Well, don't you worry. Nix will look after you. I'd offer you a fish, but I already ate it. First, we need to check we're in coherence. If you're on a journey, and I very much see that you are, and it's me being your guide, which I very much feel moved to be, then we need to connect beyond the words, so we don't slip between the spaces between them. I sit before you a fine specimen of swamp goblinhood. See my brown mud-sheen skin? Born of the swamp I am. See me bristling orange mohawk? I am a creature elemental and magical. And this mushroom growing behind me here, see that? If you're good, you can pick it later. Let me get a look at you. Ah, yes. I see your courageous and curious heart. You have gone on many journeys already and faced many trials, but your heart's drum still beats strong. I smell your feet beyond your feet, and the sniff is good. Those are feet for walking the path and no mistake. And I hear the gurgle of your innards, music to a goblin's ear. You have a deep knowing in your gut. Sometimes it's hard to hear it, but we can help each other listen, can't we? I reckon we're in coherence, which is not the same thing as being incoherent, apparently, which I feel should have been clarified to me earlier. Anyway, that's another story. It's time for you to take a tour of a wonderful land called Meraki. And it's time for me, Nix Gobbo, Wild Magic Tinkerer, to guide you. Which is a puzzle in itself, because I've not been to half these places. How do I even know about it? I don't know. I might be making it all up. But sometimes I get these knowings. It's happened ever since I was a goblet. It just comes over me. Problem is, these knowings tend to become forgettings once I wake up. But I suppose you can't have the puffball and the puff fluff. Hear that? Sounds like our ride. There she is. May I introduce you to Shilkrater. What a beauty. A giant canopy turtle. Her kind can usually only be found gently swimming between the topmost branches of the most ancient forests on Meraki. But Shilkrater has snuck out and come to show us around the known lands. And greetings to you too, Shilkrater. Glad to see you're still sneaking off to the above and beyond. She's a rebel, this one, I tell ya. Aren't ya? Her folks are all about slow flow, but she's a bit of a speed demon. Into the saddle box. You can stand on her flipper there. She'll hoik ya. That's it. Okay, settled? Prepare for takeoff. Bit. Take a look around. There's our fire in the distance, see? Getting smaller and smaller. Disappearing into the inky black. But just wait. Any moment now. There. You see it? Over there. A star. And there's another one. There's one right there. I can feel crackling in me Moorhawk. Ready for the whoosh of stars? Cause here they come. A sea of stars, like a thousand fireflies dancing. Have you brought a net? Shame, you could have tried to catch one. What a sight. Beautiful. Ah, we're dropping down now. The stars have said hello, giving us a sniff. Now they're drawing back, settling into place. Look sharp, because these are the constellations you'll see in the skies over Meraki. There's the frog on his galactic lily pad. There's the Elegatross snapping its toothy beak. And over there, one of my favourites. The little fox, pouncing the silver snowflake of the great eastern snowdrift. Sorry, got a mouthful of clouds. I hope you don't mind getting wet. Cloud diving does that. Whoa! Ah, bit of a choppy sky. Hold on tight. Look. Now there's something you don't see every day. See that rolling ball of inky clouds? That is a wyvern nest made from the very storm itself. How they make it, right? They whip around a storm so fast they bind it into a ball. See the lightning crackling? There's a nest of little wyverns in there, you mark my words. See if we could spot one. Wyverns are the eels of the sky, head of a dragon and a long sinuous body that ripples out like a kite tail. What? Where? Ah, you're right, that is a tail. Reckon that's apparent from the size of it. But see those tiny wings? Not like a dragon's, are they? I've seen newts in the swamp with gills bigger than those little flappers. No offence. Here, Shilkrater. We should drop down and give them wyvern space, don't you think? We have a saying in the swamp, never mess with a nest unless you're a guest. Well, that's us through the cloud line. Ha! We're soaked! Never mind, it's a fine day. Shilkrater's surely streaming and steaming, look. Ah, bit of sun on me back. Lovely. and glinting below us are the seas around the known lands of Mareki. I come from the largest island. It's called Ikiga. It's a long, long continent, maybe 10 times as long as it is wide. It is home to several races, of which goblins, like me, number just one. For instance, below us now are the Glebian Plains, undulating grasslands stretching for miles, home to a race called the Gleb. Ever seen one of them? Giant whiskery mole rats they are. They spend a lot of time underground, but some of them come topside, the merchants and foragers especially. But watch out for their poachers, I can tell you that for free. They'll have you in a wagon eating birdseed before you can say, do one. But that's another story. See those little tents and hats? Well, that's not what they are. They are in fact the tippy topmost turrets of towers the Gleb have burrowed out underground. Gleb burrows go deep and spread wide, but some of their towers are so tall they break out of the ground. There'll be a big whiskery mole rat in a posh frock down there watching us right now, I bet. Give them a wave if you like. They have queens, you see, lots of them. And there's been many battles figuring out which queen was queen of queens. Don't know if they'll ever figure that out. Heading east, I spy a Gleb caravan. Do you see it? That line of bright wagons. Can't tell from here if they're traders or poachers. Either way, I reckon they're on the way to the Amber City. And the Amber City is where we're heading. What's that, Shield Critter? It's a bit of a ways to go. She says there's a bit of a way to go. What say you and I catch a bit of shut-eye? You'll give us a shake when we get to the Ember City, won't you, gal? Nice one. Budger, here. I hope you don't snore, because I've got that covered. Ha ha ha. Ember City, here we come after me. Snooze.